Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's.
Okay, thank you for that, Miss Gloria. This is Robin Misevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. We thank you so much for joining us if you are live tonight with us. We encourage you again to get into our chat room. We have it open, and I am keeping an eye on it. So hopefully if you guys have any wonderful questions, we have a guest chef in the house, and I'll be introducing her just shortly. And another, if you are online and want to get into the switchboard, that number again is 646-727-3206. So we welcome any callers having any kind of wonderful thing, insights you want to add to the table. Just go ahead and grab a chair, kind of scoot on in, and we're going to have some wonderful conversation here at the cafe. So Mr. Jamie is at the table tonight. Good evening, Mr. Jamie. How are you tonight?
This is Mr. Jamie checking in. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. You want to tell our new, just say if you have any new listeners of who you are and what you're a little bit about?
I'm an old friend of Robin's from high school. My current profession. I'm a tattoo artist. I've been tattooing about 26 years. I have a shop in Seattle, Washington. That's where I'm located. It's called Chromome Tattoo, and we've been in business about 15 years. That's chromome.com or 206-325-9482. And I believe I help people with their psychic armor.
There you go, psychic armor. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is Robin Misevich. I am in Riverside, California. I am a floral designer by day, a spiritual seeker by night, and just wanting to thank everyone who's joining us tonight. So if you guys have any kind of floral needs or wanting to learn about floral energies on a different level, I actually do spiritual readings with flowers, and you can actually come to my shop and create something, and I'll tell you what it says about you. And a contact number on that would be flowers, the number 4U.com. We also have another caller in. Their last four numbers are 2427. Good evening.
Hello.
Is that Miss Gloria?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi, Miss Gloria. How are you? She is our wonderful announcer for the show. And do you want to say anything wonderful about yourself? Although I'm doing such a good job. Here we go.
No, how are you tonight, Gloria? You always do such a marvelous job. I really don't need to add anything to it. I think it's awesome.
Okay, she is one of our regular diners, and she's over in the San Diego area. So tonight we have a guest chef in the house. It is Teresa Martinez. She has Innate Awakenings, which is a wonderful center that is located in Colton, California. It's actually at 1430 East Colton Cooley Drive, Suite 230 in Colton, California. A contact number, just right off the bat for everybody, is 909-370-1573. And how I know Teresa is she had been involved in my network. We have a network here in Riverside called Let's Network. She was a dynamic member of that for quite some time. And it was a little bit of a travel for her to be going back and forth with Colton, and really loved and connected with her when she was in the group, and have stayed connected with her in certain ways. So, Miss Teresa, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. Thank you.
She is just a wonderful girl. So I was hoping you could kind of tell the wonderful story of how did you decide that you wanted to create a wonderful innate awakening for people, and kind of get into that about what that's all about for you, and really coming up with that powerful title for you for your community you have over in Colton.
Well, that's kind of a long story, but I'll make that story short. If you had told me I would be doing what I'm doing today 20 years ago, I would have definitely declined the opportunity. But anyway, I was very ill at a younger age, and of course with Western medicine, I couldn't seem to find the answer. So I remembered my grandmother's voices and all their techniques of things they would do when we were ill, and the herbs that they would use, and et cetera, et cetera. So I decided to venture into that path. It is in that path that I met people who helped me tremendously at all levels. And through that, and meeting new friends via that path. These people started talking to me, or friends started convincing me that I needed to learn some kind of body therapy. So I was very resistive to that, but I did it anyway. And I started going, and I started and then earned the massage therapy certification, and kind of found out that I liked it and ventured out into other therapies from that, becoming a cranial sacral therapist after I became a massage therapist, which is a lot of the work that I do now. The business, when I first started, the name of the business was Tessara Body Therapy. Well, about 5 years ago, I was sitting in this group that Robin, the networking group that Robin just mentioned, and I got a strong message that told me I needed to change my business name. So about 3 months later down the road, while sitting in that same group, I got the message that the name needed to be Innate Awakening, because that is what I've been doing all along. And I myself thought it was such a powerful name, but it made so much sense because that's what I always talk about with people, practice and preach it. You know, we are all born with the birthright. We're all born with the birthright of living in a place of abundance in all aspects of our lives. The three primary, of course, being love, relationships, and money. But a lot of times we come in already with blocks that prevent us from living that type of experience. So what I do via energy work is I help you to awaken that within you that you were born with by clearing blocks, by clearing traumas. Whether they're from this life or from past life, it doesn't really matter. You are in this life to clear or to evolve as much as possible. And that's what I do. I help people to evolve and to awaken at all levels.
Well, that was very concise, and you did a marvelous job. My goodness. I am impressed. I am so impressed. You know, and what I really love about Teresa is, especially when she's talking about all these levels of, and to me, it was just kind of reminding me of like peeling an onion. There's all these layers that you take off and take off and take off for just the wellness of really seeing your brightness and your light of who you are as a person. And when, if you have the opportunity and actually the blessing of being able to meet Teresa in person, she has just this beautiful glow about her. Just from the levels of her dedication to one truly be serving from her heart, truly serving and dedicating herself to helping people. And we were actually talking a little earlier today, just checking in with each other for the show tonight, about that she was contemplating about the fact that the Innate Awakenings Wellness Center, and debating whether she wanted to drop the Wellness Center because of the power there that lies within Innate Awakenings just on its own.
Yes,
I just think that
true,
would be kind of a neat thing to really kind of expand on that a little bit and talk about the, you know, what are some of the things that you've really learned and really, because do you feel like when you're working with people, you're basically helping to facilitate them in their own sense of the wellness that dwells within them?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of people already know how it all works. They're just seeking for people or someone to help them to raise more their levels of vibration to higher sources, higher places. And others, I have to say, are really in a place of us being asleep. They're not awake at all. So once I start working with them energetically, they start to awaken. And the way that I am aware of that is I can sense it within them. But they'll ask me questions like something in the room asking me, is that new? And it's been there all along. They've been seeing me for maybe 6 months or something, and they think an item in the room is new. So they're beginning to be able to see more as to, you know, or should I say perhaps another way of saying that would be awakening more into consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming out of the unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I would imagine that you really, you know, like when you're talking about how do you really get a lot of people nowadays that you would consider asleep?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I would say 50% of the people that come to see me really are asleep. And my other 50% have already been working at the spiritual level at this kind of a, you know, from this kind of an experience. So they kind of know when I start talking, they know what I'm talking about. The other 50%, you know, I have to kind of use different verbiage. You know, I may have people coming from a totally Christian background. So I do have to watch, you know, the words that I use that may not feel right for them at that moment. But once they've been with me for a while and continue to be with me, then they start to ask me questions that are more kind of from a conscious perspective. Yeah, but there's still a lot of people that need to be awakened. Yes,
and that's what this whole thing is about. I love on your website you have renew yourself the natural way. I think that's so wonderful. That's just so wonderful. So, what are some of the services that you provide that you want our listeners to be knowing about? See if there's any questions out there maybe on some of these different things that you provide.
Well, first and foremost, I do craniosacral therapy, which is basically energy work. And primarily, I guess all body work is energy work anyway. And then, of course, I do massage therapy as well. I do as well have an aesthetic certification, so I do skincare as well from an organic perspective with products that I myself have developed. Then I also do intuitive health evaluations, helping a person to come more into a physical balance. You know, there's so many people out there that are taking product that they may or may not need, and even if they do need it, it's the wrong product, because every product as well has a vibration that has to resonate with your own to help you at that level. So I do a lot of that too. I also have a colon hydrotherapist there at my place of business, and of course she does colon hydrotherapy. I also have an Ayurvedic specialist who does Ayurvedic therapy, you know, Middle Eastern therapy, and she does a wonderful job. So those are kind of the type of various different types of modalities we offer people to help them through this process. But even a simple colonic colon hydrotherapy can help you to let go of whatever's holding you in that sleepful pattern.
Can you describe a colonic for somebody who may not be familiar with that process?
Well, you know, it's like a, I always tell people, it's kind of like in the form of an enema. Only the difference. Yeah, it's what it is.
A little wider and deeper than an enema.
Yes,
there you go.
Of course, you know, but with the water flow, it's going to go much deeper into the intestines than an enema can ever do. And, you know, and the beauty of it is that it's a free-flowing device, meaning it's a device, it's a huge device, but when you lay into it, kind of sitting, laying sort of in a strange kind of way, you yourself hook yourself up with a tiny little tube the size of your pinky finger into the rectal area, and the water begins to flow in through that little tube, and you begin to release into that device. The old way was you would release into this tube that you were connected to that was really uncomfortable. But, you know, with the state of the art, you know, everything changes, technology. And it's a wonderful device. Everybody really loves it, you know. It's very non-invasive, more so than what it used to be. Yeah.
Very good. Now, how often, like, is it just when people will be running into problems, they would do a colonic like that? Or is it something that just really everybody should do that on a certain level, maybe a couple times a year, or what's the recommendation?
Well, to be honest with you, the number one reason usually people come for colon hydrotherapy is they have a lot of constipation problems. That's usually your number one symptom for colon hydrotherapy. Then we have those that are doing some kind of a detox regimen, and that doing colon hydrotherapy is going to help them move faster through that detox process. And then we have people that just love doing it, you know, like quarterly, every 3-4 months.
Okay.
So, you know, it just depends on what you have going on at the physical level, which is really at the emotional level. You know, elimination is all got to do with letting go, you know.
Yeah, first of all, for some of our listeners, I think one of the first things I think when I was just starting on my spiritual path was getting it connected to Louise Hay, and she had this wonderful little book about all the different physical symptoms were actually connected to the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And is that really kind of something that you come from that kind of a perspective?
I'm a big believer of that, you know. From the time I entered this different kind of path, I knew that everything starts in the emotional body, triggering it out to the physical body, which is really via a symptom. But, you know, I'm a believer that by eliminating the root cause, it also eliminates itself in the physical body. Everything starts in the emotion. I mean, stress alone will cause all kinds of havoc. You know, I think the thing that I always tell people that they find kind of interesting, or they never really even thought about it because it's so common sense, I explain to them the word dis-ease. The word dis-ease simply means that the body's not in ease. So if the body's not in ease, it's under some kind of stress for some kind of reason, and it's all of that that causes all types of disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because, like, if you go to a regular medical doctor, I think they say, 85% of the majority of illness is caused just from certain levels of stress.
Mm-hmm. Or it's genetic.
You know? Mm-hmm. Or genetic, yeah. But, you know, especially with the levels of, stresses could be caused from just additives and all this other kinds of ways that foods are just not, you know, really nourishing the body anymore. You're just basically,
foods,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, with just the different levels of sustaining the body and things like that. So when you say that you do in the intuitive health consultations, is that similar to being a medical intuitive? Is that the same or is that something different?
Well, I would say it's the same, only I don't feel comfortable with the words medical.
Okay.
It just doesn't feel right for me because I think that's the word medical is just so connected to Western medicine. So basically, but the word intuitive, in fact, is because all my health evaluations that I do it from an intuitive perspective. Even though you are given or provided a questionnaire with some very common questions, you know, I still go strictly by my intuition as far as, you know, where your general health is, your vitality, you know, what type of toxicity you have going on. Do I need to know what, you know, where maybe one of your organs, how is it functioning? Is it the lowest? Whatever needs the most attention. And then I go into foods, you know, what foods are for your highest and greatest good and which foods are not. Then I even go into therapies, the therapies recommended for the person. And then I go into supplements. I recommend, you know, usually not more than 6 supplements, if that many. And then I refer the person to a wonderful website that sells all different types of supplements that you can get like for 50% difference than you can in any health food store. So that's usually where the person will go and purchase their product. If it's a product that this website does not have, then I kind of refer them to maybe a health food store or another type of health store that can provide them with the product that they need. And it's very effective in how much a person begins to feel so much better, not just physically, but emotionally.
Mm-hmm. I had the privilege of having Teresa do an intuitive health consultation for me about 2 or 3 months ago, and really got into being strict with myself for a little while on everything. And I started detoxing to a certain level. I was just like, oh my goodness, what's going on with this? And I failed to call her. I thought, oh, okay, I'm kind of done with this or whatever. And then she checked in with me a few days later, and she's all like, oh, girl, you were just doing really good with that. I'm like, oh, okay. I wanted to be done with the process, but actually my body was just getting all geared up to be doing it at a totally different level. So I can highly recommend Teresa doing that for you. And they don't actually have to come in to be able to have that done as well. It's good basically through just a few basic different kinds of information, you can go ahead and provide something like that just via the phone. Is that correct?
Yes, via the phone or via an email. The website, innateawakening.net, is currently in the process of incorporating the health evaluation process, where you can actually purchase the health evaluation via the website and see the questionnaire there and answer the questions that I'm asking and then route that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, the person does not have to come and be physically present with me to do that. I do this for people, let's say, in, you know, all over the world in other states.
Mm-hmm. Although it is super fun to come and meet Charissa and just kind of hang out with her. I mean, you
and,
know.
And I do like that
she's
myself.
She's a fun gal. We do have a good time to do that.
Yes.
Each time her and I get together, we do have a good little time together. So it's good.
We do.
Also, I wanted to ask, are you still doing your, I'm trying to remember the what we had done together. I was privileged to do a series of, was it deep breathing that we did together?
Oh, yes. I also I'm a rebirther.
Rebirthing.
So it's really, it's called rebirthing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people know it more so as breath work versus
breath
rebirthing.
Work.
Sometimes rebirthing can also be another word that's kind of intimidating for people. Mm-hmm. So breath work kind of makes them feel more comfortable. So, yes, I am also a rebirther. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, has everything to do with just breathing. And I shouldn't use the word just, because
yeah.
it's
yeah.
a because it's not is it? It's a breathing that you do for an hour that really eliminates and clears so many blocks. I mean, it takes people into past lives. Some people actually, you know, it takes you all the way from the time you were in the womb. Whatever it is you're going to need, it's also a very deep, healing, evolving type of a process.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, I think I did maybe 4 or 5 sessions with you, and everyone was just so different from the other. And I'd really encourage people, if you feel like, you know, you're hearing that and going, oh, I want to check that out, or I'm interested in that, or, you know, I need to know a little bit more on that, do give Teresa a call, because it's definitely something, you know, treat yourself to that kind of an experience. Because when she had when we were in the network together, she had an opportunity to present her work and talk about it. And just for her kind of discussing that was something I really felt like that was something that I wanted to explore and have. And it gave me the privilege of being able to meet her and know her on a different level. And just the intimate level you have with when you're working with somebody like that, you definitely have bonds that just get connected for probably, you know, all eternity, who knows, because of that kind of powerful work that you do together. Because, you know, everything really comes from the breath. So it's just really, really just
And just if you remember, Robin, during rebirthing, there's a lot of messages that come forward usually during one of those sessions for the person that is doing the breath work. I mean, when we did your breath work, you had some beautiful messages that came through for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that you do the breathing and all that, and Teresa's actually writing pretty much the majority of the time. She has any kind of insights and things that come up while, you know, she's with you sitting in the room while you're laying down, relaxing and concentrating on your breath and focusing on that and kind of going in and out with different kinds of experiences. She's jotting down different things that she's hearing on an intuitive level, and then she shares her message with you at the end of the session as well. So that's really powerful. Yeah. So it's very, very cool. Very, very cool. So it also, on your website, you talk about the fact that you have different kinds of workshops. Is there anything special coming up in the near future we want to let our listeners know about?
Well, you know, I've not been led to do another one probably since, I think I did the last one at the beginning of the year. I was doing some very powerful seasonal workshops where it had to do with aligning the person with the season. Those were very powerful as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that also entailed me using the instrument that is in alignment with the season, whether it was drumming or the bell or just chanting. And people really had some powerful experiences through those workshops. But since that workshop, which I believe was in February, I have not been guided or received a message that I need to do one. Every workshop I do is usually based on a message or that I receive about something I need to do.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I really love and respect about Teresa. She, I had approached her a little while ago, and I think I've invited you, what, 3 times to the show? Something like that. I don't know. You're like, hey, Teresa, let's do the show. And she's like, let me think about it. Let me go check in, see if I get a, see what Spirit wants to say about that, and I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I
just
was
wasn't
very,
timing.
Very, yeah, exactly. So I was very, very pleased that she got the green light. So we're like, hoo-hoo,
yeah.
That's all good. So, and even talking today, we were wanting to be very open to just the flow of the conversation and where that was going to go. So it really just encourages people to see that, you know, with ease and flow, Spirit's going to guide, and just being this gentle, you know, whispering that this could be a part of any conversation, any kind of interaction with people. And if we trust that and encourage it on whatever level to come and be a part of all that, it can just be a really, really neat experience. So it really goes back into the trusting of self and the trusting of a natural way of things that helps us to be in a wholeness with ourselves and then all the kinds of different relationships that we have with everything. So that's just a very, very neat blessing with different stuff. So there's also saying about women's gatherings, same thing, you're just kind of waiting for a message to have any kind of gatherings, or is that somebody
who
could actually bring something in?
Women's gatherings, usually what that entails is that we have done where a group of women, say a group of women from 6 to 8 women, come and they want to spend so many hours with us, like maybe 4 hours. And that
mm-hmm.
becomes a private day for them, and then they receive, you know, all these therapies that they want, and we usually provide them with, you know, very healthy foods. Or also, we have also gone to people's homes where they want to hold what they call a spa day, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we go out there and do all different kinds of therapies as well. And for that, they provide, of course, their own foods and stuff, but we just go in and do, you know, facials, massage therapy, cranial psychotherapy, whatever it is that people sign up for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they don't want to leave when the day's over.
Exactly.
I get that all done. I'm like, I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere. Okay. Rob's still here. It's been 2 days. I don't know. She's just hanging out. It's okay. Because you get so relaxed, and you just put yourself in just this mellowed place that you're just like, nah, I don't want to go out. I'm good. I'm just going to stay here. That's kind of how I feel when I go to Teresa's, and she just kind of says, okay, you go have a good day. And I'm like, but I want to stay. Okay. So, again, I want to encourage everybody to come and connect to that innate wisdom, the innate awakenings that you have within yourself, and take the opportunity to meet Teresa and just really come from a new place of just wellness for yourself. If you have any loved ones with any kind of an issues or something that's coming up for you while you're listening to the conversation, just go ahead and give her a call. Again, a good contact number for Teresa is 909-370-1573. And if you'd like to go ahead and email her, you can go to innateawakenings@yahoo.com, and Teresa will go ahead and get that as well. Any other things that you want our NIF listeners to know about that, Teresa?
No, I think that pretty much covers a lot.
That covers a lot, yes. We've actually talked about a lot in a half an hour. It's just amazing. So we're down to our last minute. So I just really want to thank you for coming on, and hopefully you can come back, and maybe we'll focus in on one of those dynamics or anything that you've been kind of getting on just a current level of things that we are kind of dealing with all the wonderful things that are happening on the planet. There's lots of wonderful changing, a lot of good growth. And change that's happening for everybody, and going out there not feeling like you're alone. You've got people out there who can definitely help you to just kind of walk through with a new level of grace and support, and that's what Teresa is all about. So we thank you for joining us at the cafe.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. And it's been a pleasure with you. So, okay, guys, we will check with you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.